This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Students at Dartmouth College are in performance this weekend with a play written after World War I by Odin von Horvath. He depicts a landscape that's post-apocalyptic and barren, many men lost to war, and women taking on more empowered roles. Enter a renowned womanizer into the mix, and things get interesting. Theater professor Peter Hackett is the director of Don Juan Comes Back from the War, and he joins me now from Dartmouth to chat about it. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
The play was written after World War I and depicts this barren landscape where most of the men have been lost to war. How far-fetched was that when it was written?
There were so many casualties during the First World War that literally women began taking over men's roles in a lot of areas. But probably the biggest impact was that women had been raised to expect to get married and have children, have families. And all of a sudden, husbands, brothers, fiancés had gone to war and didn't come back. One of the exciting things about working on this play, particularly with the students, was that it gave us the opportunity to go back and research post-World War I Europe. And the first couple of lines of the play are, the war is over and we lost. The cast consists of one man, Don Juan, who comes back from the war. In fact, the play begins on Armistice Day, 20 minutes before the armistice begins. And the entire rest of the cast are women. Mm. And there are 11 women who play about 39 different parts. So the play reflects that as well as many other issues surrounding the real catastrophe that was the First World War.
How relevant is the play today, though?
A lot of the history that followed the First World War, including the Second World War, and even what we're dealing with today in the Middle East, has to do with the aftermath of World War I, the lines that were drawn as countries were broken up and rebuilt and maps were redrawn. So in a sense, you can trace some of the problems that we're having in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, going all the way back to the decisions that were made immediately following the First World War. So it's terribly, terribly relevant, I believe. And one of the challenges I thought was going to be, how do you make this play relevant to the acting company of young people? And one of the reasons why I chose it is because the characters are all quite young. And so even though it's about the First World War, the characters in the play are really contemporaries of the students who are performing.
And do you normally, as a director, put so much research into a play's background?
I think the most important thing about actors is their ability to empathize with the characters that they're playing. And you can't do that if you don't really understand the world that they're in. And so it's absolutely critical that you spend time talking about what these people are really going through and what they went through in order for them to create effective performances.
And you'd mentioned it's one male role and 11 women playing 39 female roles. There must be a lot of scene changing going on.
You're absolutely right. That's the challenge. It's broken down into three acts, but basically it's 24 scenes, very short scenes, 24 snapshots. The play should move that way. It should feel like you're looking through an album and the story is told by looking at a very quick sequence of 24 pictures. And it's very exciting because it does create a very, very fast pace, and you find yourself getting involved. It's like an amusement park ride. You just can't get off once it starts.
We're coming into the final weekend of the play at Dartmouth. Anything keeping you up at night or any changes that you've been making along the way?
I haven't made any changes, and there's really nothing keeping me up at night about the production. But that's because I have to say it's been very gratifying to see the journey that the students have made, the young actors have made, in really embracing this material. They understand. I mean, they really do empathize. And although the experience is very far from their own, they have found a way to enter this play and believe in the circumstances and to give very, very exciting, very moving, very touching performances.
Peter Hackett, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us more about the play.
You're welcome.
That's Peter Hackett, director of Don Juan Comes Back from the War, on stage through this weekend at Hopkins Center Moore Theater at Dartmouth College. Find more details at vpr.net.